I've called this address, "With My Body I Thee Worship." I'm sure you're all familiar with this title as the wonderful euphemism from the marriage service, but I'm not going to give you a spicy talk. Sorry. It'll come clear in time why I chose this title, apart from, of course, making you all keen to attend. I was brought up agnostic, but with a Protestant culture and a Church of England baptismal certificate, so they told me. I never saw it. I think they brought me to church about four times, but it didn't stick. Then I tried in my teens to be a Christian, firstly as a Methodist, like my friend at the time. Later, I tried to be Church of Ireland. I was at a Church of Ireland service one time when a posse from the youth group had returned from a stint volunteering in Africa, I think helping to build a school, and they were up on the altar steps giving a report about the experience. They finished by telling us that their hosts had taught them a local hymn, which they were going to teach us. We were asked to join in once we got the hang of it and to copy their actions. This meant basically waving their arms to and fro during the chorus. So I put my arms in the air and waved, only to realize that I was in a very small minority. In fact, from where I was sitting near the front, I couldn't see any raised arms, so I felt very foolish and waved my arms at a lower level. Well, everyone else seemed to be sitting on their hands. I've wondered from time to time why this is. These people would consider themselves normal and outgoing. So why this embarrassment at being asked to wave their arms in time to a song? I've a horrible suspicion that this congregation, yes, I mean you, might be the same, silently labeling it as childish or silly or just unnecessary or too evangelical. As an aside, why on earth would we hand over something as simply as waving to the evangelists? We are quite a physically repressed culture. Think of our dancing. Until Michael Flatley gave it a good shaking, it only happened from the knees down. There's a lovely video on YouTube of an African man, Irish dancing in the street in Waterford. You'll find it under some crack on O'Connell Street. Below his thighs, he's doing the traditional 1-2-3, 1-2-3, but from the hips up, he's in Africa. His body and arms are fully involved. It's just wonderful seeing what can be done if we could only all unbutton. I noticed this physical discomfiture when I was doing physical therapy. Very few clients could relax, and almost all of them thought this was the natural way to be. We've been taught without actual lessons to be stiff and almost ashamed of our bodies. We're very good in this church at silences, at thinking or meditating, which in my mind is the same thing, except for those few who actually manage to empty their minds. Why would we shy away from a physical expression of awareness or happiness? We express emotion through movement. Quite often we cry when we're sad. We're said to wring our hands when we're worried or deeply grieved. We clap to show we agree with a speaker or think a performer has done well. We run towards returning loved ones in airport and share hugs. And as children, we may have jumped up and down with happiness or excitement. Footballers do all sorts of happy gymnastics after getting a goal. So can we wave our arms in joy? While I was thinking up this address, I had the idea to read you a piece from a wonderful book called Married to a Bedouin. But when I went to look for it, the piece was so short, I'm just going to tell you about it instead. The Bedouin Jordanian women blended prayer into their everyday actions, for instance, saying Bismillah, which means in the name of God, before starting to knead their bread. This turned the whole physical act of kneading into an act of worship, but they probably didn't really think about it any more than an Irish person does when they say, "Please God," after "see you on Tuesday." So is it worship? And what is worship anyway? Professor Brian Cox, the well-known TV personality, whose thesis was called Double Diffraction Dissociation at Large Momentum Transfer, so he knows about stuff, has said that he has no personal faith, but that he cannot be sure there's no God. He has described us, humanity, as being the universe's way of learning about itself, that we are pieces of the whole divided off in order to have experiences. I like this idea, for it makes us God, if there is a God. I personally don't think there's a sentient God, though I am happy to think there may be spirits of a lower level who organize minor things for us, but this is not the point I'm making today. What I'm hoping by this talk is to make everyone more aware of their body as a way of expressing their feelings about the day, particularly on the happy days. Not just in church, though, wouldn't it be fun to do a conga around the pews? But all the time. We sing hymns, which is a fine way of using our bodies to worship, that is, to become aware of the fact we are alive and I hope are mostly happy about it. But there are many other things we can do to express our awareness of our place in the grand scheme. This is, I think, what worship is. It is for me that sense of awe that is there whenever I stop to think about it. I don't too often because it can be overwhelming. To actually get your head around the fact that our little planet is here on the edge of the Milky Way, but in the midst of a universe that is truly endless. That for whatever reason, life as we know it became possible here, and that because of a whole series of accidents, I was born and have survived for this long and mostly enjoyed myself. It is mind-blowing. It is coming face to face with this that I think of as worship. The oh wow moment when once again you realize what a miracle you are involved with. You don't have to be in church for this. In fact, I think church is where we come to put manners on our oh wows. They're more usual in day-to-day life. For some, it's when the sun breaks through and lights up a beautiful scene. For some, it's reading some really well-put words. For some, it's a delicious food or a piece of music. Any of those sorts of material things that can make us go, oh, wow, if our awareness of worship has been switched on. Musicians may have it easy. Everything they do is physical. But are musicians always aware of the wonder of their ability as they play, or only of being outside themselves in the music? I suppose I'm talking about mindfulness, which is a word I dislike because it brings us back into a sort of thinking state again, which we do too much of. It would be great to be physical and enjoy it without making it intellectual. Many religions do this. The Sikhs in the Golden Temple in Amritsar feed thousands of people daily. The act of preparing the food is an act of worship and a really useful one that visitors are invited to join in. We all know of the whirling dervishes who spin themselves into a trance, while all Muslims kneel and bow their faces to the ground in a repetitive pattern that I think could become joyful, at least so long as you don't have bad arthritis. But a thought on the side, would all that movement slow down the development of stiffness and pain? The Hindu religion contains many examples of the use of movements that are dance or dance-like. When I was lucky enough to visit India, we passed in our car a small procession of local people going to a temple for a celebration. There was loud music from a sound system on the lorry that was leading, and then a colourful crowd of dancing, laughing people who turned wonderful smiles to us and waved as we took a photo. Some Hindu events, they don't really have services as we know them, include waving arms and dancing feet, even in the temple. The seven priests on the banks of the Ganges in Varanasi every evening, as they say goodnight to Mother River, make movements with their lamps. For the festival of Holi, people throw coloured powders on each other, which causes much merriment. There are movements and gestures that go with the prayers of Aarti and Puja, and on other occasions, walking around a shrine is a part of the worship. Jewish worship has contained movements since the beginning. It's common for Jews who are standing to pray to rock to and fro, and there are patterns of approved movements to go with prayers. A psalm quoted in Midrash Tehillin, an 11th century exegetical text, which means a text that explains a passage after careful study, says, "All my limbs shall say, who is like you, O Lord?" It also mentions the use of the nose to smell and the ears to hear. I like the idea that simply smelling something is an act of worship. It can be if you become aware of what you're doing and revel in it. I'm allergic to peaches, so can't eat them, but stood recently in a supermarket surrounded by their scent and felt a moment of happiness. Pilgrimage is an example of an enormous physical input into worship. The Camino is popular nowadays, but people go to many shrines as an act of worship. The trip to Mecca is one of the five pillars of Islam. Lough Derg is a well-known Irish one, but isn't it so like us misery guts that you have to walk on sharp stones barefoot and have nothing much to eat, instead of reveling in the fresh air and scenery and maybe even dancing? Fasting is common in many religions, but I think the feasting that follows is the real worship as you discover again the joy of what you denied yourself. The iftar, the meal Muslims break their daily fast with during Ramadan. Easter eggs in the days when we'd eaten no chocolate for 40 days, the bagels and cream cheese often eaten after a Yom Kippur fast. These must all bring us special joy. And foods that are traditional to particular festivals bring us all a happiness often linked to nostalgia. We miss them when we don't get them. And eating them is an act of worship in a way. First mince pie of the year, anyone? All that cooking can be an act of worship, especially if it's done communally. We do something right, in my opinion, when we share drinks. We raise the glasses and say cheers or sláinte. Many languages use a word that means health, but I think cheers in the French, à la vôtre, have it right. It's simply a moment of celebration of being us, of being alive. We're all aware of the endorphins that turn up when we exercise. What we don't always do is tune into this feeling and become fully aware of the wonder of actually having a body. And now, two quotes without known authors. You can worship God as you teach your class in school, or stock a shelf, or negotiate a contract, or promote a candidate, or hug your children, or build a house for homeless people. Our souls and our bodies are deeply connected. What we experience on the inside deserves to be expressed in actions, and the actions of our bodies often influence and shape our hearts. So, whether you consider it worship or not, I hope that, like the song said, when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Amen.